Support for WAMC comes from Proctor's, presenting Celtic Thunder Voyage live, featuring the sounds and diversity of Celtic music. September 18th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The Yanks beat Tampa Bay 6-4 yesterday and retake first place by one game over Baltimore. Russell Martin hit his 15th home run and drove in three. Toronto beat the Orioles, also 6-4, to avoid a three-game sweep. Boston once again falls short, losing 2-1 to Seattle. Over in the NL, by a few hours, Mets pitcher R.A. Dickey was baseball's first 18-game winner. Ike Davis hit a three-run homer to lift the Mets to a 6-2 victory over St. Louis. The knuckleballer allowed two runs in 6 2/3 innings to improve to 18-4. Yankees and Baltimore go head-to-head tonight. Red Sox and Mets are both off. The long-standing rivalry continues as the Cowboys beat the Giants in last night's NFL season opener, 24-17. The Cowboys unveiled a new game-breaker, Kevin Ogletree. He caught two of Tony Romo's three touchdown passes. In total, he caught eight passes for 114 yards. He had 25 receptions for 294 yards and no scores in his career coming into the game. Miles Austin caught Romo's other touchdown. The NFL kicked off the season with replacement referees, and for the most part, nothing seemed different. They were largely a non-factor. Jim Corr, the head referee, is a veteran Division II and III college official. In U.S. Open play, Roger Federer lost his quarterfinal bid in a stunning upset against Tomas Berdych. 7-6, 6-4, 2-6, 6-3. And Andy Roddick's four-set loss to Juan Martín Del Potro marks the end of the line for the 2003 champion. Roddick said last week he would retire from the sport after this year's Open. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.